very special episode for you today. About 3 weeks ago, it's a long story of how I got it, and I'm still shocked that it happened, but I was able to get Dan Martell, the author of Buy Back Your Time, best-selling author, $100 million entrepreneur, multiple founder exits, to speak for an hour to our mastermind community. A funny thing happened. Dan actually broke my Zoom. I didn't actually realize we have about 90-something mastermind members, and usually, you know, we get 50 to 75 that show up for a live call. And at 1 o'clock, when Dan was supposed to come on, he wasn't there for 2 or 3 minutes. And what I realized, or what I found out after, was that he was trying to get into the mastermind, but our Zoom only held 100 people. And that day, we had so many people on Zoom that he literally broke it. Luckily, he got in. And the next hour was absolutely world-class, which is what I'm going to share with you guys today, because I want to bring you guys into the inside of what that conversation looked like. But even more than that, I shared this story with our mastermind, and I do want to share it with all of you guys. I know many of you guys listen to the pod and have been following this journey as it's gone through. So, you know, I feel like you guys deserve to hear, you know, the back end of this and the story. I started this business with an idea that it could be something, but like you guys, you know, in your own practice, you don't know, you never know. That's kind of the thing with being an entrepreneur. It's like you work hard and you have an idea, but you're never really clear or sure if it's going to work, which is why it's so scary and frustrating, but why it's so amazing. And so when we started doing live events, the first one we ever did was here in New Jersey, and we had 25 people show up. And that day it was, people from Colorado and Florida and Texas and, you know, all over the U.S. that they showed up for this event. And it was 25 people, and it was really cool. And after that live event, so many people asked me, my wife, people at the event, they're like, are you, this is an amazing accomplishment. Are you proud? Are you proud that you did this? And the answer that I gave was true. You know, I'm not the most, you know, up and down guy emotionally. I'm pretty steady. And I said, no, like I'm obviously happy that it happened, but I'm not overly emotional. And the reason I think is because I had the vision for years and years and years and years. And then similarly, at our last live event in San Diego, we had 125 people. It's just crazy to say that. In about under 2 years, we had 125 people show up to San Diego, across the country, US and Canada. I believe there was, I think, 30 something states in attendance. And people asked me the same question. Like, are you proud? Are you surprised? Like, how do you feel after this event? Like that you put this on and you've accomplished this and all these people came to your event. And I said the same thing. It was interesting. The first mastermind that I ever attended as a student was actually in San Diego. And the truth is, that day, as crazy as it sounds, when I was just a little business making 10, 15K a month by myself with really nothing to show for it, I remember sitting as a student in that mastermind that day, and I remember the room I was in. I remember the windows. It was on the left. I remember it was overlooking like a scenic overlook of the water and the beach. And I remember thinking, one day I'm going to do this. I don't know when, I don't know how, but one day I'm going to be the one standing at the front of the room. And so when it happened in San Diego and we had this big live event, again, I wasn't shocked. I wasn't surprised. I was happy and I was grateful, tremendously grateful. But I wasn't surprised. So fast forward to a few weeks ago, we had Dan Martell on our call, a best-selling author who's, you know, he literally, the guy's spoken on Tony Robbins, on his like mastermind. I mean, that's the level of this guy. That's where he's at. And I got him to speak to our Rehab Cairo mastermind for an hour. And the call was at 12 o'clock Eastern to 2 o'clock. And after the call was over, I was super excited and jazzed, and I got so many amazing messages. And at 6 o'clock that night, Dell took Layla up and put her to bed. And I was sitting on the couch, and that was the moment that it hit me. And I just lost it, and I started crying. And it's never happened before, like thinking about the business. And I think that was the first moment where I was surprised. And as I joked with people, I never had that vision. It was never on the bingo card. That having someone of that caliber to be able to speak to a group that we've created together, that we've grown up together, that was never something that I imagined. And I think the reason why I got emotional was because I didn't think about it. I didn't envision that. That wasn't part of the plan and part of the vision. And so I think I was just so surprised by it that it overtook me in a way that has never happened in the business, even though I've done some really great things that I'm super appreciative of. I had never imagined that. And I share that story with you for a lot of reasons, but the main one is because I think sometimes we're not successful because we've never actually thought it through and never had the vision. One of the reasons why I think people are successful in our mastermind program and our coaching program is because we create a vision for them. And more than anything, we show them what's possible. There are times I'm understanding that by showing someone who's not doing very well what another person in the group is doing better than them, they get really freaking angry. And sometimes they feel so bad about themselves, they actually leave the group. And I understand that happens. But for a lot of people, when they get beyond the first emotion of being angry, what it does is it opens a loop in their brain and it creates a vision of what's possible. When I have Matt Clay on the Mastermind speak about how he's going to generate 50 to 60,000 in a weekend by doing a golf performance seminar, people there are like, oh my God. And then the next thought is, for some of them, is why not me? When we have people that have reached seven figures in their business, they say, oh my God. And then they say, why not me? And when we have people in our mastermind that have literally doubled revenue in a year and have gone from 16,000 to 61,000 and hired employees and built the business and grown the space and had a family and been able to keep their wife home because that was the goal when they had the baby, do all of these unbelievable, amazing things. The thing that it does for so many people is it creates that vision. And for so many people, my job is to just create the vision so that if you see it through or you just work towards that, you're not going to be surprised. It's just going to be like, yeah, I saw this. I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know when, didn't know how, but I knew. I just knew if I kept going, if I just did it a little bit longer than everyone else, if I just kept my head down, if I just listened, one day I'll be able to do that. So I hope for each one of you, you have that in your life. And if you don't, I cordially invite you to join a community like ours because who in your life is creating that vision? Most of the people are telling you why you can't, why you shouldn't. They're going to tell you why charging cash is bad, or you're going to price yourself out of Wichita, Kansas, or whatever else craziness they're going to tell you because they're scared, because they don't have the vision. And because they don't have the vision, they're not able to share it with you. But I want you to know, I want you to know that there's so much more out there for you. Whatever you currently think is possible, whatever you currently think is possible, it's not true. Just double that, just triple that. Because like I live in the world for myself, it's you're doing amazingly well, but you have so much further to go. I'll tell you a little secret as to my thought process, and people are going to laugh and think I'm crazy. But I said before that someone like Dan Martell, the caliber of person that he is, he spoke on Tony Robbins' mastermind or whatever he did. The crazy Justin, in the back of his head, there's a little voice that said, you can do that. Why not you? I have no freaking clue if it's ever going to happen. I probably wouldn't bet on it. But in my head, I just allow myself to think that why not me? Why not me? Why not me? And why not you? I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope this inspires you. I hope it creates a vision for you. If nothing else, if I can give you a little hope today that you're going to be fine. If you do the right things, if you listen to the right people, you get around the right groups. I'm hoping, I'm praying for you that you can have the career and the success that you want. I appreciate all you guys listening, and I hope you enjoy the episode. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Business School for the Rehab Chiropractor. Class is officially in session. My name is Justin Rabinowitz, and I am a rehab chiropractor on a mission to teach you, a fellow rehab chiropractor, the exact tools and systems I've used to build my own successful rehab chiropractic practice so you can do the same. I hope you enjoy, and please subscribe. So let me get right into some of the takeaways that our mastermind had from Dan. And I'll give some commentary on those. The first thing is, you know, normal people, they live in a world where they want to build a life, save money so that they can retire. But Dan talked about the difference between building an empire versus retire. And if you think about the life that we are trying to build and the life that I want for all of you guys out there in the Rehab Cairo community, is a life that you never have to retire from. And so if we start at 28, 30, 32, 35, how do we build a business? How do we build an empire? How do we build Justin Inc. or John Inc. or Sarah Inc. in a way that we built it so that we never have to retire? You know, what does it look like at 40 or 50? You have a practice that you love treating patients, so you go in when you want, but you don't have to. It still produces an income. What about building a business that you never have to actually say, I want out? Doesn't mean you don't save for retirement. It doesn't mean you don't do the things necessary to be responsible so that you don't have to, but you want to. And so if we think about building your empire, now we start thinking bigger, which brings us to the next point. The main reason why I bring on these type of guests to the Rehab Cairo community is because I want to stretch the way that people think and the way that people are and the way that people act. One of Dan's lines is your vibe attracts your tribe. And so for me, I want my vibe to be bringing people on that force us to be a little uncomfortable and force us to see the world a little bit different and force us to think beyond what our parents said or what our professor said or what our spouse says. And someone like Dan will do that for you. He's going to take where he was and he's going to share his story with you to help you understand that why not you? To expand your information, to expand your knowledge level, to expand your reach, to share your story with the world and to build that empire that, again, you never have to retire from. Something else, success is about who you become in the process. You attract success. And so this is a hard look for some of you guys out there who have tried to build a business and people keep quitting on you and no one wants to work. I don't think that's the case. Right now, I think that you are not successful enough for successful people to want to work with you. Because success attracts success. I want to be a person that successful people want to be around. I invite people to come into my world that tell me they want to be an entrepreneur and build their business. Great. I want them with us because I want them to be successful and I want to be successful as well. And I know deep down that they are going to be better with me than without me. I believe that in my soul. And because of that, I understand that the person that I need to become is one person who is successful because, again, success attracts success. The next one, hire to buy back your time, not to grow. So Dan's book is called literally Buy Back Your Time. A little plug for the book, go and buy it on Amazon. It's a fantastic book. But when we think about building our business, we think we're hiring people to grow the business, but we're not directly. What we're doing is buying back our time. We are buying back the ability to free ourselves up to do higher leverage tasks. And as I've said on multiple podcasts, my belief, what I believe is that as a Rehab Cairo, the least valuable thing that you should be doing is treating a patient. So whatever that hourly wage is, an hourly wage, you could pay someone $80K, whatever that comes out to, that should be the least valuable thing that you're doing. Whether that's $30, $40, $50, $60, $70, $80, $100 that you can pay someone else to do that job. What about if you can go into a seminar and your vibe can attract 3 to 4 new evaluations and you in an hour made $20, $30, $40 grand? That's buying back your time. What if you have 2 chiros on your staff and you spend an hour each week training them and they can go out and sell packages for you and build the business? Now their hourly rate is more than yours. Even if they're 80% of you, 2 of them is more than you. Next, your frequency is what you frequently see. Your frequency is what you frequently see. The world is not as it is as you are. So many people that I live in a world where it's just everything is negative and everything is bad and the world is crumbling and everything's bad all the time. And there are other people that have the same exact situation and they just see the world differently. Because your frequency is what you frequently see, and the world is not as it is, it is as you are. And so for you guys that are having a bad time at it right now, I question if your situation is that much different than anyone else's, or It is just how you show up in the world, that it's negative, that it's bad, that the world is crumbling, that the sky is falling, that everything's a problem. And the only thing that changes and that will change is if you change. And if you don't change, nothing will change. Next one, don't pay the ignorance tax. This is a plug for Rehab Cairo community. This is a plug for CairoBiz 101. Every minute, every day, every week, you don't know how to build your business. You are paying the tax of ignorance. The reason why you don't have money is because you don't know how to make money. Let me say it again. The reason why you don't have any money is because you don't know how to make money. It's a skill. And for all of you guys that are reading this or started listening to this and are broke as a joke, it's because you don't have the skill. And every minute that passes that you don't understand how to make money, you are losing money. That is called opportunity cost. Write that down. Because if you don't have the money, it's because you don't know how to make the money. And the reason why you can't join CairoBiz 101 is because you don't have the money. The reason why you need to join CairoBiz 101 is because you don't have the money. Don't pay the ignorance tax. Next. You'll never make a penny more than what you feel you deserve to receive. I know how you feel about yourself based on what you charge. I know how you feel about yourself based on what you charge. And so if you don't charge the right price, it has nothing to do with your area. It has nothing to do with insurance. It has nothing to do with anything other than how you feel about yourself. I will give you a little tip from Dan. Not only is he a stickler for negotiables, for non-negotiables, that you need to do this. Someone once asked him, what else should we do other than our daily habits to improve ourselves? You want to know his answer? Raise your fucking price. That's it. Be more valuable. Be someone who charges more money. Show up to the world that way. Whether you like it or not, whether you hate money, whether you're afraid of it or allergic to it, you get hives every time you talk about it, I don't care. You need to get over yourself. You need to get over yourself. I'm sorry. You need to get over yourself. Next, don't ask people for advice that have never done what you do or want to do. This means all of you guys that go home to your loving spouse and your loving parents and ask them for advice on how to build your rehab chiropractic practice and to be an entrepreneur or your girlfriend or your sister, and they haven't been where you want to go, every time you ask them, you are losing. I don't care that they're close to you. I don't care that you're an open book because they're ruining you. How do I know? Because I do this for a living, guys. I see this every day. There are more businesses ruined by that than anything else out there. Speaking to the wrong people. Next, a life well lived is the ultimate flex. A life well lived is the ultimate flex. So you can post the cars and you can post the craziness and all that is cool. It's great. It's great. But understand that the only person that really knows if you're flexing is you. Because a life well lived is the ultimate flex. How are your relationships? How's your relationships with your loved one, with your family? With your health, with your mindset, with your children? How is it with your team members? How is it with your patients, with your staff? How is it with your vendors? A life well lived is the ultimate flex. How does that break down? What are your character traits like? Who are you? How do you show up? Are you always scared? A life well lived is the ultimate flex. Next, 100% accountability with a caveat. Not for my actions, but for my thoughts. You are 100% accountable for everything that you think. So if you constantly think negative thoughts, you are 100% accountable for that. If you constantly see the worst in everything and everyone and are scared to do anything, are scared to bet on yourself, are scared to take a risk, you are 100% accountable for the thoughts in your head. Sure, you can say, I act in a way to be the person for my kids. But you are not being that person for your team, for the people around you. You are not showing leadership qualities if what's going on between your ears is messed up. 100% accountability for not just your actions, but also your thoughts. Next, the most powerful gift is the ability to see and acknowledge the giftedness in others. I think this is a leadership quote. So many out there are so scared to compliment others, to show them that they've done a good job, to compliment them and tell them that they're worth it. But the most powerful gift in the world is to be able to have that conversation and really, really, really go out of your way to acknowledge the giftedness in others. Next, blissful dissatisfaction. Blissful dissatisfaction. This kind of feels like an opposite thing, and it is. If you've heard me speak before, I say that there are two things that can be completely opposed to one another, and they can be true. And I believe that blissful dissatisfaction is exactly that. It means that 100% of the time, you know that there's more out there. However, at the same time, it's bliss. It's bliss going through the process. The world that I live in, the way that I say this same quote is, you're doing absolutely incredible, Justin, and you have so far to go. And both are 100% true. Last one. You build the people, then people build the business. You build the people, then people build the business. I can tell you that the biggest challenge I have, and this is just a little insight into my coaching business is we've done amazing, amazing at teaching people the sales process, getting people to charge more money, getting them self-confidence. The next challenge that I'm struggling with is for those in our group, Rehab Kairos, that have figured the first part out, showing them, teaching them, convincing them that they need to build the people, they need to hire the people, then build the people because the people build the business. This has been my number one challenge that I'm facing. For whatever reason, you know, we grew up in a world where chiropractors hung up a shingle and they did it for 30 years and had a good business and it was usually them, maybe they had an associate, but usually not, and them and an admin. And I'm not going to compromise until I get this message across. It is not okay for me. This is about building an empire. It's about building people. I'm in the people building business. It happens to be that I own a rehab chiropractic practice. Because I understood years ago, it's one of the best things that I ever understood. I understood this, that you build the people and the people build the business. You build the people and the people build the business. Justin is not doing this podcast, the audience that he has, living the life he has, if he didn't believe this in his soul. That every single day, my only job is to build the people. Obviously, building the people on my team because they build the business. Also, building our clients, building our Rehab Chiro Mastermind members. Why? Because guess what happens? When they're successful, they bring other people in. I've helped them build themselves and their business. And guess what? Now they can't help but tell their friends. Why? Because you build the people and the people build the business. So there's a few of my takeaways, of having the amazing opportunity to listen and hear and go through and communicate with someone at that level of, that Dan Martell did for our mastermind group. I'm so excited going forward. I'm so excited for what happened. It was absolutely, absolutely an incredible experience. And I'm so thankful for it for myself, but I'm so grateful that my community, our community, my team, our mastermind members were able to hear the same thing. All right, guys, we are at the end of the podcast, and you know what that means. It is time for me to beg you, to plead you, to encourage you that if you are listening to this podcast and you are getting a lot of value out of it, just remember and think about what could you get if you actually let me coach you live and in person, one-on-one in our group of mastermind members. So here's what I want you to do. If you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, getting a lot of value, but have not taken ChiroBiz 101, I want you to go into the show notes. In the show notes, we have a link. It is go.rehabchirocoach.com/strategy call. That is go.rehabchirocoach.com/strategy call. I want you to book a strategy call with our team so that we can see if you are a good fit for ChiroBiz 101. At our last count, we have gotten our clients 177% growth from that program. So if you haven't taken our course and if you listen to the podcast and get value, I want you to book that call. I'll see you later.